We are starting off the month of December on a stormy note across the Northeast, and as expected, there was a little touch of wintry weather at the onset of the rainfall earlier today. Temperatures at the ground were near or a bit below freezing as the rain arrived, and as a result, there were some issues with areas of freezing rain during the first part of the day. Temperatures, though, are warming, so any areas of ice are transitioning over to plain rain, and that will be the case through the night, as temperatures will hold above the freezing mark. We have a warm front that is positioned to our south. That warm front will continue to lift to the north tonight, and an area of low pressure will flare up off the coast of New Jersey. The combination of these will result in more wet weather through the night, so we'll have periods of showers, maybe a heavier period of rain is possible, and we'll have some areas of fog, drizzle, and mist. Overnight, low temperatures will be generally between about 35 and 40 degrees, with a few spots south of Albany holding in the lower to mid-40s through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we will have no ice issues early. We will have a cold front, though, that will work its way through the area. And as that cold front works through the northeast, an area of low pressure will slow it down a little bit. So we'll have clouds and periods of rain as we go through the day on Wednesday. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 40s. Some areas south of Albany will reach or even exceed the 50-degree mark. As we work into tomorrow night and Thursday, that cold front will work off to the east, and on the backside of the storm, we'll still have some lingering areas of rain that will eventually change to snow, especially across the higher elevations, where some accumulation of snow is likely tomorrow night into the day on Thursday, and even down to our valley floors, there is the potential for some snow to mix with the rain as the cool air wraps in on the backside of the storm. Overall, Thursday will be a breezy day. Temperatures will be in the 40s, but we will have some 30s in the mountains, and we will have dry weather to wrap the work week on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, areas of drizzle and fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, high in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of drizzle and fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, high in the 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of drizzle and fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of drizzle and fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, high in the 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance of rain and snow showers, especially north and west of Albany, breezy with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.